In the last few years, mushrooms have increased in popularity. They are everywhere. Mushrooms and mushroom foraging has become hip, cool, and trendy. There are many factors that have led to this recent popularity, and in this episode, I will attempt to explore just that. Whether I'm right or wrong, there is no denying that mushrooms and mycology have arrived into the cultural zeitgeist. You know the cliche for something fashionable and popular that it is in vogue? Well, mushrooms are literally in vogue. There was an article published in April of 2021 called "You Aren't Tripping, Fungi Are Taking Over Fashion." And this predicted the trend of mushrooms in fashion and beyond, and it has totally happened. I can attest, as I've mentioned before, I'm a middle school teacher, and mushrooms are everywhere on my campus. There's mushrooms on sweatshirts, t-shirts, dress shirts, pajama pants, dresses, hats, skateboards. There's mushroom earrings, stickers, mushroom croc charms, and even tons of mushroom doodles. They're everywhere I look, and I can promise this was not the case as little as 3 years ago. All the trendiest clothing brands have mushroom gear, and to be honest, some of it is pretty cool. I'm always on the lookout for mushroom stuff, and it used to be much harder to come by. In fact, general interest in mushrooms among my students has skyrocketed, and it's awesome. Kids are constantly showing me photos and asking me about mushrooms, and I'm eager to share all the information I can. So how did we get here? I think there's been a perfect combination of factors that led up to this explosion of mushroom popularity. I'm no expert, but I'm going to share my thoughts and theories. I posted some questions on my Instagram recently and got insights into how other people think we became a mushroom-obsessed society, and I will share some of those as well. COVID was a common answer I got when I asked the public for their thoughts on why mushrooms have risen in popularity, and I agree. During early COVID, people had a lot of time on their hands and were looking for ways to spend it. Outside, safely away from the masses. People seemed to be drawn to the woods, and rightfully so. So more people hiking in the woods inevitably leads to more people seeing mushrooms and potentially getting excited about them. COVID also seemed to magnify people's interest in fending for themselves, maybe because of all the food and toilet paper shortages we experienced, or maybe because they were forced to be home and wanted something productive and healthy to put their energy into, but COVID undeniably led to way more people planting gardens, raising chickens, baking bread, building things at home, and so forth. COVID seemed to accelerate the already existing and hip trend of a back-to-the-land mentality and lifestyle, and mushroom foraging fits right into that. A newfound focus on health also seemed to come as a byproduct of COVID. Whether that meant exercising more, which led to more people hiking and more time spent in the woods, or simply wanting to eat healthier, fresher ingredients. Foraging for mushrooms is incredibly good exercise and very rewarding. It's also an incredible thing for your mental health. Spending time in nature, breathing the freshest possible air, it's truly meditative. If you're focusing on not tripping over fallen debris or getting lost in the woods, you're scanning the ground and trees for mushrooms, it's easier to stop worrying about life's anxieties and all the scary things that COVID brought up. You can also get serious dopamine hits from hunting for and finding mushrooms. It's absolutely addicting. Another way mushroom hunting connects to health is simply because eating mushrooms is generally good for you. They have a lot of health benefits. Not only are they often delicious, mushrooms are packed full of nutrients and likely provide health benefits when eaten. So to sum it up, COVID led to people having more time than ever to get outside, to exercise, and to spend time with friends and family away from the masses. It led to a stronger focus on growing and foraging food, and it also highlighted the health benefits of foraging and eating mushrooms in a time when health became many people's top priority. All right, so what else? Another factor I believe was a big part of mushrooms becoming so mainstream was the release of a movie called Fantastic Fungi. The movie was released onto Netflix in October of 2019. This movie was many people's first exposure to the magic of mushrooms. The movie highlights the kingdom of mushrooms and opened people's eyes to the wonder, beauty, and potential health benefits of all types of mushrooms. It also highlighted Johns Hopkins' ongoing research and study about psilocybin's impact on PTSD and long-term depression. The movie has drawn tremendous scrutiny from mycologists and mushroom people, but it was incredibly palatable to the general public and acted as a catalyst to many people's newfound excitement in all things mushrooms. One of the key players in the movie, Paul Stamets, who is controversial for reasons I will get into in another episode, serves as a self-proclaimed ambassador for mushrooms and is undeniably captivating and able to conjure up fantastical excitement about the kingdom of mushrooms. That's all I'll say about the man for now. But this film came out just in time for people to watch it during COVID lockdown, and it was on Netflix, so it was easy to find and watch for everyone. This had to be the first mainstream mushroom movie documentary of its kind, and it undoubtedly paved the way for mainstream media and cinematographers to follow suit. People ask me all the time if I have seen it and if I too loved Fantastic Fungi, and I will plead the fifth on this for now. I will say that I was invited to a private screening with the director, Louis Schwartzberg, and some of the participants in the psilocybin trials before they came out. I will save my commentary on Paul Stamets and some of the other larger players in the mycology world for another episode, but I will say that I have seen the movie. Sticking with Paul Stamets, he was on Joe Rogan, the podcast, a couple of times in 2017 and 2019. His fantastical theories and claims about the world of mushrooms can be intoxicating and have drawn countless numbers of people into the world of mushrooms. He is an undeniable spokesman for kingdom fungi and has an inert ability to draw people in with his storytelling. Staying as transparent as possible, when I first got into mushrooms, I was enamored by Paul Stamets and blindly believed everything he said. I watched countless interviews and presentations and would send them to friends and family. Everything he said was gold, and I ate it up. Needless to say, his appearances on Joe Rogan engaged a brand new demographic and accelerated mushrooms' arrival into popular culture. There have also been some really popular books in the last 4 or 5 years that I think have contributed to mushrooms' popularity. Michael Pollan had a book called How to Change Your Mind in 2018 that introduced a lot more people to the idea of using psilocybin. Merlin Sheldrake had a book that came out in 2020 called Entangled Life that a lot of people read and got people stoked on mushrooms. Eugenia Bone had a book called Fantastic Fungi Community Cookbook that came out in 2021, which is a cookbook attached to the movie Fantastic Fungi. And then also in the last 12 years or so, there's been some other big books. Eugenia Bone also had the book Mycophilia, Revelations from the Weird World of Mushrooms in 2011. And Langdon Cook had a book in 2013 called The Mushroom Hunters, On the Trail of an Underground America. There's been a lot of these books that have, you know, contributed to this phenomenon of mushrooms becoming popular. It's just another avenue that people have been exposed to the world of mushrooms in mycology. Sticking with looking at media, mushrooms have been a lot more common in video games. I don't play a lot of video games, but over the last few years, I have a bunch of friends that will send me photos or screenshots of video games they're playing that incorporate mushroom hunting into the actual game. So I asked them to share a few with me. So it sounds like Elden Ring, which I know is a super popular game right now, has a mushroom hunting component to it. Red Dead Redemption 2, Far Cry 5, Skyrim, Zelda Breath of the Wild, and of course the TV show The Last of Us is based off of a video game as well. And this show, The Last of Us, has taken the world by storm in the last few months. I've been asked countless times by friends and family if I've seen the show, and if Cordyceps could possibly evolve to utilize humans as hosts. So I'll say no, I have not seen the show, and no, Cordyceps can't and won't likely evolve to zombify human beings. There's been some good articles breaking down the science of the TV show and pointing out maybe some flaws in the mycology there. I've heard it's an absolutely great show, and I really do want to watch it, so I plan on watching it soon, and maybe I'll report back after I do that. But yeah, I really just wanted to highlight how the presence of mushrooms in media today, it seems like it's more frequent than ever, and this is certainly contributing to the popularity of mushrooms and just how the culture looks at mushrooms and gets excited about them and starts thinking about them in different ways. So I think this has definitely contributed to the overall popularity of mushrooms. My personal favorite of all the mushroom-themed entertainment that's come out recently was the movie Pig with Nick Cage. The plot is that of a truffle hunter in Oregon gets his prized truffle pig stolen, and he's on a mission to get the pig back. It really barely talks about mushrooms and truffles. It's more an homage to the Pacific Northwest food scene and the suburbs, but I absolutely loved it. I highly recommend it. It's the perfect length. It's only like 90 minutes long. I tend to fall asleep in long movies, so go check it out if you haven't. So that movie Pig is really about the food scene in the Pacific Northwest and how chefs are using fresh local ingredients in all sorts of new ways. And it really highlights the bounty that comes from living in such a lush, amazing area like Oregon and the coast. So this leads me to the next topic on how I think mushrooms have become so much more popular over the last few years. And that's simply because they're being used in better ways in the culinary world. So people are eating mushrooms that taste good and are intrigued by them. And that's grown interest across the board. I think the reason a lot of people historically thought they don't or think they don't like to eat mushrooms is because they're often cooked terribly. I grew up claiming I hated mushrooms and I rarely ever ate them. And sadly, the majority of mushrooms in mainstream America are all one species called Agaricus bisporus. And that's the same mushroom that is known as portobello, cremini, button mushrooms, so on and so forth. Baby bells, all those are literally the same species of mushroom. So I think, honestly, they're a good mushroom when prepared correctly, but that's just typically not the case. In my opinion, mushrooms should be cooked for a long time. The lower and slower you cook the mushrooms, the more flavor and caramelization they take on. You know, you can turn up the heat toward the end, but a lot of people cook them way too rapidly, in my opinion, or even worse, put them raw on salads. This podcast actually started because I started doing mushroom pizza reviews for fun. And I've had so many slices of mushroom pizza that are literally just a cheese slice with Agaricus bisporus thrown on top and then recooked barely in the oven. And they're fine at best. If it's a good cheese slice, sure, the pizza might taste good, but it's not a good representation of how mushrooms can taste and should be cooked. So thankfully, the culinary world has caught on to this. In the last 3 years, I've personally witnessed the pizza world change their tune with fungi. So many places are using alternate mushrooms on their slices. Some even use a medley, and some are using wild foraged mushrooms when they're in season. This is an amazing change and reflects the greater culinary scene. Mushroom folks like myself love to hate on restaurants that have quote-unquote wild mushroom whatever on their menus, and then you ask the server, which mushrooms are these? And they simply reply, they're king trumpet or something something, etc. This is a joke in the mushroom community for years because they're saying, advertising wild foraged mushrooms, but they're using cultivated mushrooms. Thankfully, this is changing in a lot of cases. Forage mushrooms are becoming more in demand and more available for chefs to use. Customers have been willing to pay for fresh local ingredients, and this has finally progressed to mushrooms. Now, there have been many restaurants that this is not a new thing for them. They've been using forage mushrooms the whole time. But overall, the presence of mushrooms on menus seems to have skyrocketed. Finally, mushrooms are being honored. They're being cooked correctly, labeled correctly, and enjoyed by many. I've been surprised how many middle schoolers in the last couple of years have told me they like eating mushrooms. I always ask students what their favorite topping on pizza is, and this year I had a handful of students say mushrooms. So I'm very happy how this is evolving. One of the last factors I wanted to talk about when it comes to how and why mushrooms have gained so much popularity recently is social media, and I think it might be one of the largest factors. So mushrooms, photography, and cinematography are really good together. Mushrooms offer textures and colors unlike anything in nature, and they typically don't move too much, so they're easy to capture. This makes them the perfect muse for content creators. There's been a serious uptick in mushroom-focused social media over the last few years, and I've been a small part of that myself. You can find mushroom content all over the internet today on places like Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, wherever. You have your educational content, like how to cultivate mushrooms for beginners, how to start your own mushroom business, how to identify mushrooms in your area, and so on. There's foraging adventure content. There's culinary content explaining where and how to harvest and then cook mushrooms of all sorts. There's cool mushroom recipe videos, or heck, even silly videos of people eating and reviewing mushroom pizza slices in their area. When it comes to content in general, I think a lot of people are just mimicking others and doing whatever they think, you know, will get them the most views. So the more people that are exposed to mushroom content online means that the more people want to create mushroom content. It's a snowball effect. Mushroom content likely won't be as popular as it is right now forever. For some people, this is just a fad, but for others, it'll definitely last a lifetime. Social media has also been a large part of new companies marketing mushroom products. And this is another way that people are being exposed to the world of mushrooms. There are so many online companies selling mushroom clothing and medicinal mushroom products, it's outrageous. I get targeted ads for mushroom coffee alternatives, mushrooms that increase brain functionality, help with stress, anxiety, sleepless nights, addiction, libido, heart health, immune support, you name it, so on and so forth, everything you can think of. Some mushrooms may help with some of these things, but the market is flooded with incredibly expensive products that can't possibly support all of their claims. Mushrooms have become a new buzzword, and with that comes greedy companies taking advantage of consumers. I'm not here to hate on all medicinal mushroom companies, but I do urge you to do a bit of research on their claims before spending a ton of money on mushroom products that are advertising on Facebook and Instagram. If something sounds too good to be true, it likely is. So regardless, social media has definitely exposed a lot more people to mushroom content and advertising, and this has definitely played a role in the recent shift in popularity in the mushroom world. The last thing I want to say about how social media has possibly impacted the mushroom scene is in the form of mushroom communities on places like Facebook, Reddit, Tumblr, and beyond. There's some really good forums out there where you can learn a lot about every avenue of mycology you might possibly be interested in. These can also be good places to meet people with common interests and to share information. Before social media, I imagine it was rare and difficult to find people as interested as you in things like dyeing natural fibers with mushrooms or growing mushrooms, photographing mushrooms, etc. But now there are online communities for all of these where you can meet like-minded folk. I will give a disclaimer that Facebook, Reddit, and all these communities, you know, there is potential for trolls and horrible people, so enter with caution. But if you utilize them correctly, these communities can be a great place to, like I said, meet people with similar interests and share all sorts of knowledge. And I think this has undeniably impacted how people look at mushrooms and interact with each other inside the mushroom world. In conclusion, the popularity in mushrooms has absolutely increased in the last few years. Will it stay? Will it last? I have no idea. I imagine, like many things, it's just a fad. Some people this will stick forever. Other people will be over it in no time. A friend recently asked me, does it bug you, this new popularity in mushrooms? You're seeing them everywhere. It's a cool, hip new thing. Does it bug you? Here's my answer. Honestly, it's a little annoying at times, and sometimes I can be a hater and play the card of, oh, I was into mushrooms before they were cool, you know, a gatekeeping hipster vibe. But also, I try to check myself and acknowledge I've really only been obsessed with mycology for 6.5 years. Plus, I think the increased interest is absolutely a net positive. While the fashion trends will certainly fade, there will undeniably be a continued interest in mushrooms from many angles. The culinary value will certainly stick. Medicinal companies will wax and wane, but the good ones will last. Mushroom clothes will be a time capsule of the post-COVID roaring 20s, but the longest lasting and most critical impacts will occur in the forests themselves. This is by no means an original thought, but I believe and agree that the more people that get into nature and particularly learn about and show interest in mushrooms, the more support the world of mycology will get. People that appreciate nature tend to protect nature. The boom in mushroom enthusiasm will hopefully lead to a widespread understanding of mushrooms, which have been misunderstood for a very long time in America. It will hopefully lead to more state parks and preserves allowing mushroom foraging, as well as including mushroom education and conservation into their mission statements and long-term conservation plans. It should lead to a lot more people supporting legislation to protect nature and therefore protect mushrooms. This boom will also hopefully lead to mycology being incorporated into the national school curriculum. Ask any biology and science teacher right now, and there's literally room for a day or two to discuss fungus in the current national standards. I'm a science teacher, and I force them into every conversation whenever I can, but there's nothing mandated in eighth grade science. It's one of the main kingdoms of life, yet it is glanced over. It will also hopefully lead to more colleges offering mycology classes or even mycology degrees. Currently in California, there are only a couple of schools that offer a degree in mycology. San Francisco State and UC Berkeley come to mind. A rise in popularity will hopefully lead to more demand for classes at every level. And although there are some new annoying parts of this mushroom popularity, I think ultimately the good will outweigh the bad, and this is going to be a net positive for mushrooms and the world. Oh, and I wanted to make a prediction about mushroom trends in fashion. I'm calling mushroom-themed Crocs are coming out sometime soon. You heard it here first.